Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 386 of the Divine Intervention Podcasts. And today's podcast is going to be focused on roles for newly matched residents. We're going to focus on roles for newly matched residents. And then at the end, I will say some things about individuals that will be participating in the ERAS 2022-2023 cycle. If you're going to be taking the USMLE Step 2 CK or Step 3 or Complex Level 2 or 3 exams anytime within the next month, I have a few courses that you might be interested in. I have an MBME Test Taking Strategies course that's going to be taking place today. It's going to be in the evening from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 10:30 Eastern. Or I also have a 20-hour course that's going to be taking place tomorrow. That's Saturday. And the Saturday next week, so the 23rd and the 30th of this month, we'll cover a lot of internal medicine, psychiatry, surgery, peds, OB-GYN, neurology, multi-system processes and disorders, ethics, biostatistics. We're going to be covering a ton of very high-yield material. Again, I've had many people take this course and do extremely well on their exams. The test-taking strategies course today, we're going to be focusing on how to answer MBME questions, how to pick out the right answer in 50-50 situations, or in situations where you're not sure of what's going on. We're going to talk about how to still answer those questions, even when you have very limited knowledge of the material that's being presented. There are many, many high-yield things that we'll go over. Again, many people, I've had tons of people at this point attend the TTS course, the test-taking strategies course, and they've done extremely well. And then, if you're taking your USMLE exams, Step 2, Step 3, Complex Level 2 or 3 this summer, I have a Step 2 CK school. I call it the DISK, D-I-S-K school. It's going to be taking place in the first 2 weeks of May. It's 75 hours. There's limited attendance because, again, I really, truly want to invest in everyone that's attending. The school is from literally like two years plus of like very deep research and planning. Again, it's going to have an expanded test-taking strategies course. We're going to review a lot of stuff. And we're going to review it in a very deep, very thorough way. By the time you're done, you will feel very well prepared from a knowledge base and from a test-taking principles perspective for these respective exams. So if you're interested in any of those things, shoot me an email through the website and I'll be happy to give you some more information. All these courses are going to be held over Zoom. Okay, so for those that have matched, what are some rules you need to follow? In no particular order, the first rule I will say is, don't splurge and overspend. Don't splurge and overspend. There's this thing that happens. I don't know why it happens a lot to people when they're starting new things in life. They feel this need to spend money. They just feel this need. There's this antsiness. Oh, I gotta spend. I need to get a new home. I need to buy a new car. I need to buy a new home, new car, new gadgets, get a new laptop, get these books that I'm going to read in residency, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you this. You're going to be wasting a lot of money, right? Ask yourself, what are things you absolutely need? Get those things. And then ask yourself, what are things you absolutely want? Even if it's like 10 things, get one of those things you want and leave it at that. The thing is, you're getting into a period of your life where you may be like, wow, I'm going to be earning money for the first time. Glory be to God. But you need to remember that your residency salary, remember there's this thing called student loans that you have. You're going to have to pay. Remember there's this thing called eating that you're going to have to deal with. Sometimes residents, they just don't have time. So you may be eating out quite a bit, right? So just kind of keep that in mind. Remember, inflation is a thing in this current economy, right? There was a time not too long ago where gas was going for under $3 a gallon. Surprise, surprise, there is now a time where gas is going for almost $5 a gallon, right? So don't overspend. And the thing is, people that are graduating from residency, they recognize that people have this overspend thing going on with them. So they start pawning off all the things they owned in residency that they probably didn't really use. But they're like, I see these wonderful people that I can maybe take, get some of my money back. Don't overspend. Just buy what you need. If you have a car that works perfectly fine, you don't need a new car right now. I mean, I wish you all the best buying a car in this current economy. You know, you're going to be paying above MSRP with this chip shortage and everything, right? And to be honest with you, most books that people buy for residency, you don't need any of them. I'm telling you this. Most times in residency, you need like a QBank, you know, to do well on your boards and stuff. You need a QBank and maybe one book. And many times that one book, your residency program already has it, or they're going to give it to you for free. Don't buy new books. Just don't. Not smart. Now, what is the second thing? Sort out your housing. Sort out your housing. I see some people, they march into a residency program and then they wait till the week before they are moving before they start sorting out housing. And then because they're waiting for the last minute, one, they get a crappy place that they don't want to live, or two, they get a place that's very far from the hospital. You don't want that if you can avoid it, right? Sort out your housing. The thing is, many people, like residency many times, success in residency can many times be boiled down to two principles. Being proactive and being organized. That's it. Being proactive and being organized. If you're fitting your life with those two principles and also doing the right thing, that also helps. If you're fitting your life with those three principles, you're going to be very successful. Right? So sort out your housing ahead of time, because you don't want to be stressing out about housing and, you know, squatting in another residence apartment where residency has started, right? All those things just stress you out. When you start residency, you want the week before residency starts for you to be relaxed, for you to be enjoying yourself, right? Because you are making a new transition in life. You don't want that transition to be horrifying because you are worried about other things besides just residency, like housing and food and things like that. Now, another thing that also helps is take a vacation, right? Before you start residency, take a vacation. To be honest with you, is a vacation absolutely necessary? No. Is it probably more of a want? Yes. But is it one of those ones you should probably splurge on? Absolutely, right? Take a vacation. Just relax. Just relax. Take a week off, you know, go somewhere. Sometimes even you can take a vacation in your home, right? Just relax, sleep, do the things you love to do, enjoy yourself. Right? Because again, your schedule is going to get very busy. That's just the truth. Take a vacation and relax. You see some fourth year medical students, they're like, oh, should I do some more rotations? No, don't do more rotations. That is not smart. That's not prudent. Don't do more rotations. The thing is, regardless of how much prep you do, you're still not going to be really greatly prepared for residency, right? Your third year rotations are plenty, right? When residency starts, you're going to feel lost, but that's okay. Many people go through that exact same spiel every year. But after a few weeks, you'll begin to feel comfortable if you're prudent and you apply wisdom in the way you handle your residency activities, right? And then also don't stress. Just calm down. Don't stress. One of the most stressful experiences I think I've had in clinical work was doing my first ICU rotation, right? The ICU, super overwhelming, sick patients left, right, and center. And this was during, it was like November, December, right? Very concerning and everything, right? But just don't stress. It's all going to work out well in the end. To be honest with you, I love this life perspective of it's all going to work out well in the end. Always keep that perspective. Personally, for me, that's a perspective I like to keep, especially when I'm in situations where I'm like, man, I don't really know what I'm doing here. I am out of my league here. I just tell myself, you know what, Divine? It's all going to work out just fine in the end. Just calm down. Calm down. Take a chill pill. Calm down. Everything is going to be fine. Now, the one key principle I said I really want to discuss today, I want to discuss organization and proactivity. Be organized. I'm telling you. When you start residency, just be organized. If you're organized, it will take away almost like 80 to 90% of the stressors that people face as new residents. Be organized. Be organized. Don't do things randomly. Your day should be structured. I'm telling you, you can get a lot more from your day as a resident if you're just organized. Have an organized approach to how you pre-round. And to be honest with you, your first week of residency, you may be lost, and that's fine. But you shouldn't be lost for too long. How do you avoid those problems? Just observe people that are successful. Look at the second year residents. Look at the third year residents. Look at the chiefs, right? Just observe. I'm telling you, observation, you can learn a lot by simple observation. Ask yourself, how does this person that has seven patients pre-round and finish go through them so quickly? Ask yourself, How does this person write their notes? Thank God for the EMR. Look into the EMR. Look at their notes. Look at how they organize things. You can even ask them for their templates. Be organized. I'm telling you this. That was one thing that helped me tremendously when I started ICU. ICU, you saw Divine the first 3, 4, 5 days. Divine was extremely slow, right? You could give me like 2 patients. It would take me like 4, maybe 5 hours to knock them out. But after I observed, I was really slow because I was observing. And then I started creating my organized approaches. Okay, in the ICU, this is how I'm going to pre-round. In the ICU, this is how I'm going to round. In the ICU, this is how I'm going to write my notes. In the ICU, this is how I'm going to follow up on my patients. In the ICU, this is what I'm going to do, that blah, 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 blah. I came up with all these rules. And then, after a while in the ICU, you could give me 5 patients. I will come in around past 6 in the morning. And by 8:30, I've seen all those patients. I've written my notes. Most of the tasks that need to be done for them, I've done them already, right? Again, that speed came from just being organized, right? Or even look at your own personal life. You're a resident. You know that residency is a stressful period. Many people gain a lot of weight in the first year of residency. And how? Why do they gain that weight? Because many people just have to eat out because they don't have time. So be organized. What do? You tell yourself, okay, Sunday is my day off. Let me cook on Sunday. Have food for the whole week. So that when you come back, just put it, carve out your portions. You come back home, throw in the microwave, pull out your food, eat it, take a shower, right? Don't go to sleep, right? With all the gunk from the hospital. That's not very prudent, right? So, you know, take a shower, boom, go to bed. Your life just gets simple and less stressful when you're just organized. Be organized, organized, organized. Have a plan. Have a plan. Be organized. Don't sit around chatting all day, getting nothing done. Right? You see some residents, they come in the morning, you know, they have these tasks that they know they have to do, but they are chatting with the other residents. They are doing this. I'm not saying you should not be sociable, but you're there ultimately to take care of patients. You see some people, they are chatting so much. Their shift is supposed to end by 3, and then they are running like all over the place at 2 p.m. because there are things that they should have done that they neglect to do. And you see some patients just staying in the hospital for longer than they need to, just because of an irresponsible resident. Right? So be organized. Be organized. And let me tell you this. The next principle is be proactive. Be proactive. Do things on time. Do things on time. You see people, the day that a patient is being discharged, they don't do the discharge summaries that day. And then you notice that a month down the line, the EMR people have to start bugging them. A month down the line, they have a list of 30 discharge summaries that they have to write that they could have just done the day the patient was discharged. To be honest with you, I had this very strong policy. Before a patient left the hospital, my discharge summary was signed and completed. Just do things on time. Why stress? Why wait for something to have accumulated for 30 days when you could have just done it that day? Because many people are very fond of saying, Divine, I don't have time. Let me tell you this. If you minimize distractions during your day, you can get a lot of stuff done. That's just the truth. Be proactive. Do things on time. And you'll see that you won't need to stress. Many of my days during my intern year, I did a transitional year, were pretty low-key just because I was proactive. Or if your residency says, by a month into residency, you should have done these modules. Don't wait till the end. You see people, they want to wait till the night before those things are due. And then that night where they could have spent maybe sleeping or spending time with their families and whatnot, they're spending 6 hours just banging out modules. That's not the way to go about things. Just be proactive. The thing is, when you are proactive, you can take life easy. If you're like, let me spend 30 minutes a day on these modules. And then you notice that a week before they are due, you're already done with all those things. Why don't you make your life easy? I don't know why people just have to make their lives as challenging as is humanly possible. No, don't do that to yourself. That's not smart. That's not prudent. And then another thing I will say, in fact, with this proactivity, take step 3 and get it over with. The thing is, you've gotten into a residency. You want to limit the amount of time that the USMLEs still have control over your destiny. The thing is, many of you starting residency, a lot of the knowledge from med school is still a little bit fresh in your mind. why don't you put in a little bit of study time at the beginning? And the thing is, at the beginning of residency, people don't have many expectations of you because they know you're brand new. But as you go deeper and deeper into residency, by month six, by your first year, by your second year, people see that, okay, you've been here for a while. You should know your left from your right at this point. Or when you become a senior, you then have more responsibility. You then have to control the junior residents and everything. You're going to have much less time as time goes on to study for step three. So why don't you just study for it and get it over with? I remember when I studied my transitional year, I told myself, I graduated from medical school, you know, graduated from Johns Hopkins in May, right? And for me, I was like, Divine, just get this step three over with. By the end of July, I was done with step three and I was really happy, right? So I graduated in May, towards the end of May. The moment I finished graduation, I started putting in my step three application. June, studied. July, studied. And this was studying at a very leisurely pace. By the end of July, boom, I'm taking step three. And then I didn't have to worry about it anymore again. It was completely gone from my plate. And the thing is, sometimes you cannot moonlight without getting an unrestricted medical license. To get these unrestricted medical licenses, you need to have step three done. So just take step three and get it over with. Some people will be like, oh, Divine, oh, come on, you're too intense. I'm telling you, pretty much every, because you know, I work with people, I tutor people for step three. Most people I tutor for step three that have waited, left it till later in residency, they've pretty much always, as a rule, regretted it. So don't live a life of regret if you could just take the right steps in the very beginning. And I think this podcast is going to be quite long. So I think I'm just going to be focusing on rules for newly matched residents. I'll have another podcast where I comment on people going through the ERAS 2022-2023 process. And then many people say that the in-training exams do not matter. Let me tell you this. In residency, you're trying to learn your craft so you can become a good physician. The thing is, you might as well learn your craft well. And learning your craft well is not something that happens only in the hospital. It happens by opening books and reading and studying and doing practice questions. You might as well learn your craft well. The thing is, one of the greatest predictive factors for a person's ability to pass their board exams is their performance on their in-training exams. So the thing is, you might as well just study hard now. And again, this study hard in residency doesn't mean like a dedicated period. It could just be like, I'm going to keep this daily commitment of studying for 20 to 30 minutes a day. I'll make 5 flashcards and then keep up with those flashcards. If you compound those wise, good habits over a year, over 6 months, over all your years of residency, you will come out being an extremely knowledgeable clinician. You may not even have to take a week or 2 weeks to study for your boards. You may just be able to go and straight up take your boards, right? So the thing is, study for your in-training exams. Because one thing with residency that many people won't tell you, they will tell you, oh, you know, if you're a new resident, in-training exams don't matter. You know, we don't really care. Just don't study for it. Just come and take it. The thing is, as a new resident, especially if you're an international medical graduate, you don't want to get on anybody's radar for bad reasons. So say, for example, you take the in-training exam and you score like in the 5th or the 10th percentile or something really low. Even if they say the scores don't matter, I can almost promise you, you're going to be on somebody's radar. You don't want to be the kind of resident where they're like, let's make a learning plan for you. How about you go and meet with the program director at the end of every month? Let's assign this senior that will be your coach. Let me tell you this, when all these things start happening, you're on somebody's radar. You're on somebody's radar. The thing is, let me tell you this, the fact that you matched and you're in residency does not mean your spot is guaranteed. Again, people can always build dirt on you and use that dirt to kick you out. And let me tell you this, that spot you think that, oh, let's see if they'll find another person. I can promise you, when the dirt is being prepared on you, there's another person already waiting in the wings to take your spot. Residency spots are more valuable every single year. So the thing is, just don't give anyone reasons for you to be on their radar. So just do the wise thing. Do well on these exams. Even if as a new resident, you're like in the 40th or the 50th percentile, that's better than being in the 10th percentile, right? Again, just don't be on anybody's radar. That's just the truth. I'm telling you this, once you start getting on people's radar, that's how people's problems begin in residency. People's problems begin in residency. Because the thing is, I'm not saying that as a resident you have to be perfect. You can make mistakes. But the thing is, if you're making mistakes, but people see you academically sound, they'll be willing to overlook some of those mistakes. They will chalk it up to, he's a new resident, she's a new resident. But if you do very poorly on your in-training exams, and then you then start making mistakes, those mistakes become more magnified. They become more noticeable. They'll say, wow, this person is establishing a consistent pattern of not doing well. You then become the problem resident. And then all these learning plans, action plans, start being made for you. Let me tell you this. Avoid all those things by just doing the right thing to start. I'm telling you, the pain of regret is much worse than the pain of being proactive and doing the right thing to start. That is just the truth. And then the next rule as I wrap up is, be nice, be humble, be respectful. You see some people, the moment they get that MD behind their names, they start talking to the nurses, treating them like trash, talking to respiratory therapy like they don't know anything. Let me tell you this. That's one of the quickest ways to get in trouble in residency. Just be respectful to the nurses. They work hard. Even if you have whatever grind you have with them, just be respectful. Be nice. Be humble. Be a good person to work around. Create a good work environment for your fellow man, for your fellow woman. So be nice, be humble, be respectful. It goes a long way. And then finally, show up on time. I can't tell you how many residents, right? It's the first rotation, first day, and boom, they're showing up 5 minutes after rounds have started. Again, first impressions matter a lot. Don't be a person that makes a bad impression from the beginning. Just show up on time. Personally, for me, most times I would show up like 20 or so minutes before I was supposed to be in the hospital. Because again, things happen. Accidents happen on the road. If you live in a colder part of this country, snow happens. Snow happens. You may not be able to drive at the speed that you imagined you could drive at. So just leave on time. Again, just be proactive. Many of these things I'm discussing today, they are just common sense rules, common sense principles. But unfortunately, as I've learned over the course of my life, common sense is not really common. So I'll encourage you, just apply these rules and you'll see your residency transition be a lot smoother. You'll see your residency transition be a lot smoother. So I'm going to go ahead and pause here. Again, as I do at the end of every podcast, I do offer one-on-one tutoring for all the USMLE exams and really all the COMLEX exams. Step 1, Step 2, Step 3, COMLEX Level 1, 2, and 3, preclinical med school exams, third-year clerkship shelf exams. I have these podcasts on the major podcast apps, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. I have a YouTube channel, Divine Intervention USMLE Podcasts and Videos. That's where I post the videos that I make. But on these podcast apps, you'll see just look for it, the Divine Intervention Podcasts. The most recent 150 podcasts I've made will be on there. If you want everything from episode 1 to this episode, which I believe is 386, go on the website, divineinterventionpodcasts.com. If you have a WordPress account and you subscribe to my podcast, you'll get an email notification whenever I make a new podcast. And then, again, I also offer review courses, which I've talked about at the beginning. And then I help with ERAS applications, personal statements, recommendation letters, editing those things. Again, I've been on an admissions committee before. I've worked with tons of people that are now residents. I know a lot about residency. I know a lot about admissions. I know a lot about residency selection. I can put you in a very good position to succeed with your ERAS applications. And then many of you listening to this podcast know I'm a Christian. And many people have sent me emails. Wow, Divine, I really love your life lessons podcasts. Really like the life lessons you throw at the end. So I decided to make a life lessons website. It's called divineinterventionlifelessons.com. Right now, I believe I have about 75 podcasts. I started it like this year or maybe like late last year or something like that. But basically what I do is every week I make about 2 podcasts that uses the Bible to explain, to basically bring out life lessons that help you deal with classic problems that are faced by humanity. I even have the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's called the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. So again, just subscribe to these things. I think you'll find them to be helpful. But again, I'm encouraging you, new residents, don't stress. All will be well. Just remember those 4 words. All will be well. You're going to have very good days. You're going to have highs. You're going to have lows. But the thing is, there's no journey to success that does not come with highs and lows. Just remember that through those highs, through those lows, you can keep pressing on. Just keep pressing on. Keep marching forward. I love this part of the Bible that says, I press on toward the mark. Keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. There's going to be challenges. There is an open door before you, but there's going to be a lot of challenges along the way to that open door. But keep pressing on. Don't give up. I'm telling you, you're going to have thoughts within your first few days, weeks, months of residency that, am I cut out for this? Everyone is doing better than me. I'm going to give up. I'm going to quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Just keep pressing on. Just remember divine saying, keep pressing on. All will be well. Keep pressing on. All will be well. And again, connect with your family during residency. You see some people, when they start residency, they ghost their family. Their family doesn't, families don't hear from them anymore. No. You need a support system. Support systems, very helpful. So reach out to your support systems. It's just a very good way to keep yourself centered and whole. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll make another podcast on rules for the ERAS 2023 cycle. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Thank you.